Howdy, howdy.
All right, Melts.
Hello.
Surviving in this heat?
No, obviously not.
Ooh, peely, peely.
Ouch. Yeah, I got tricked into this.
Yeah, I'm surviving in the heat as well.
Ooh, oh, what is it?
Is that a Knickerbocker Glory?
Yeah.
Is it actually? I fucking love that.
Oh, Knickerbocker Glory.
Full on as well.
Full on Sunday glass as well. Look at that.
That's what you get for living with her.
Fucking fair play.
That ain't too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's probably the peak. How are we all?
Good.
I've got one of those stings.
What, an ulcer?
No, like the cut.
Oh, like the cracklet.
Yeah, need some Vaso lean.
I've been putting cream on my face, cream on my lip.
You love cream on your face.
Called a Friday night.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
Who's kicking us off for the Euros then? Do you want to start with one massive summary, H? Because you ain't done one.
Well, I posted something on social media. Maybe it's worth me just...
I did briefly read it. I can't remember what it was.
A lot of words for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too... I saw a big old paragraph. So fuck that.
Well, my summary...
Word of summary.
Well, I took a bit of a step back. I was like, ultimately, what do we watch football for? It's for entertainment, isn't it? Ultimately, that's what it's for. As much as we're desperate to win something, and I had probably the best 3.5-4 weeks of watching football, regardless of how we played or what we did, in years.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And ultimately, that's what football's there to do, isn't it? Is to entertain you. I mean,
all I've got is an image of you now dressed as a gladiator. Are you not entertained?
The thing is, we put so much pressure on our team, don't we, to do well. So much pressure. And normally, when you put pressure on people, they're normally in senior roles in companies, aren't they? When you're putting that amount of pressure on 18, 19, 20-year-olds to deliver something for your country, I mean, this might not go down very well. We did well to get to the final, but I don't think we played amazing against any amazing teams. And I don't... Everyone's getting excited about the World Cup. I think we're the best of a bad bunch at the moment, if I'm honest. And I still don't think Southgate really knows what he's doing. And I think we should have killed off the Italy game and we should have gone for it. And I think we'll have a better team for the World Cup, but I don't think we'll win it. I'd love us to win it, but I don't think we'll win it. I think Italy were the best team we played and they weren't great.
Yeah.
I think we dominated them for the first 25.
And that was it, yeah.
And we just sat on it. It's so bizarre.
The only thing I would say, though, is where we sat, like, how good, like, we will have a better team. We won't win it. It's very easy to say we won't win it.
Of course it is. It's easy to be negative, but I'm being realist. I think being realist.
But when we say you're being realist, the opportunity is there and it's next November.
It's one of the best opportunities, and so was the Euro. Yeah.
How many teams go to the World Cup? Is it 32?
32 is expanded now.
8 more.
They seem to add teams every week, didn't they? So.
8 more than the Euros.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? You can say it's easier than one of the other 39 teams will win. Do you know what I mean? And I don't disagree with any of your points. And we didn't play against any great side. There was all this stuff about when the last group game and throughout the was it the Czech game, and then the league was changing every time someone scored and all this and that, and they were saying, oh, if we do this we'll end up in this draw and we'll have this and that. We won the group and we ended up in the bet. We had the best possible chance. We had a route to the final which was below par, really. We beat Germany, but did Germany not struggle? Did they scrape through? No, was it Ukraine? No.
Hungary.
Now, Hungary on a poor side. I'm not saying they are a poor side. They're half decent. But Germany scraped through against them. But then we could go completely wider. Nobody had it all their own way. So this backs up your point of being best of a bad bunch. Because was it Italy against Austria? Had to do that
extra time, didn't they? Yeah.
You know, France, Switzerland.
Yeah.
We couldn't beat Scotland.
Exactly that. But the Klinsmann bit was the big fit for me with that. And this needs to where everybody needs to get back into reality. After two group games, someone offers you 4 points, you'd have bit their hand off because you would have assumed we would have drawn or lost against Croatia.
Yeah.
And it worked the other way around. And we didn't beat it. And again, it goes back to the same point again, H, with the building up the pressure. We built that Scotland game up so much. And then Southgate's approach to every game. It got us to the final, so you can't moan too much. But it was so poor, like negative-wise. And you look at our squad and the depth, and you know, we're getting to the last 16 and Sancho ain't even put a shirt on. Things that he's just going for 75 million. We're not even getting them on the pitch because he had a set way of playing and it was complete opposite to the old Keegan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, don't,
you score less than us because yeah, we didn't see for how long.
I mean, it isn't, but it's by far not all negative, is it? He had, I'll give him some credit for playing and doing what he did do. So Saka playing, would never have called that. Phillips playing, never called that. And he was, I suppose he was effective in what he did. It's just not, none of us want to see two holding midfielders. None of us do, because we want to see attacking football and we want to smash everyone. So he was effective.
25-man squad, we shouldn't be playing the formation we're playing. We should be going out and absolutely hammering.
I think he was holding midfield. He was more box-to-box.
Well, yeah. We didn't want to see Phillips and Rice in the starting 11 at the start, did we?
Yeah, agreed with that. Yeah, completely.
Yeah,
but and, I think on reflection, I mean, I got a text actually just before I come on here from my dad who's listening to some of the older podcasts, and on one of the ones before, his message has said there was a lot of negativity in anti-Southgate comments. And the fact that Trippier and Phillips weren't wanted by any of you. Well, I think, Dan, you said you wanted Trips, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Southgate sort of earned the right to make the decisions he did in the final. Because up until that point, every decision he made, I don't think there would be many people that would have agreed with him. But like you said, Jim, it got us to the final. And it's frustrating in a way because Italy looked like they were there for the beating. But I think they, going into that game, we all knew they were the team to beat. I think going into the tournament after two games, they looked the strongest team. But yeah, it is frustrating. But then we could have gone for the game and we could have got absolutely smashed. So it's all ifs and buts, isn't it?
Would have loved that a million times more.
Do you think we scored too early?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I think screwed us.
That's why I always worry about, because as soon as you get an early goal, especially with England or club level with Jules, when we've been in bigger games and we score early, the team automatically drops back. And especially when you're playing a back three with wing backs, you end up playing with a back five. And we just invited pressure, didn't we?
There's not many teams, though, who'd go 1-0 up in a Euro final and go for the jugular. There ain't many.
They were there for it, though.
The second minute. You can't expect to see out a 1-0 in 88 minutes.
No.
Yeah,
not in any real world.
It's the only time I've seen Italy rattled as well. That 20-minute period after we scored, they looked vulnerable. And I was saying, we can have these. Like,
had we gone 2-0, we probably would have won 3 or 4-0.
Yeah.
It was that comfort blanket, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think after 20 minutes, we didn't really have anything.
Mancini changed, though, didn't he? He made a few little tinkers here and there.
Unreal manager.
Yeah, I think that was, for all the good that Southgate did and for all the good stuff I just said, like he earned the right to make the decisions and change from a 4 to a 5, etc. I think in that final, it was where you saw the quality of manager. I think Mancini made a few tweaks, made a few changes early on, changed the system, changed the approach and made us play in a different way. But we didn't. We stuck for the same system. We brought Saka on. Realistically, I don't think Saka was the player we should have looked to. I think we needed more of a ball carrying player. I think he was bringing on Saka because of the impact he had on in the previous game, but it's hard to say that, isn't it? Because Saka done so well previously.
Can I ask a question?
You can.
And this completely throws out all the negativity that I've just said. if he'd have done what he'd done the whole tournament, and it saw us through that game 1-0, we won the Euros.
It'd be a god.
We would be carrying him round now. He'd have already have a statue unveiled.
I'd be showing you the tattoo on my leg of his fucking boat.
That puts into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just picked it apart for the last 3-4 minutes. If we'd have won it, I'd have Southgate's face on my back.
I'd be knighted. He'd go down history. Everyone would absolutely adore him.
You think I'd learn a lesson after slating Phillips and Trippier for months on end?
To be fair, like, it's only the second manager to get us to a final.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing to do. Like we touched on then, like, France.
How many games you have to win?
Was it? Well, six. Win.
So to get to the final.
It's six games, isn't there? You've got three group, last 16, fourth semi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty good going.
Yeah.
Yeah, goalkeeper got golden glove.
Yeah.
3-4 players made it into the team of the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go up moaning now. I think I've put my own points to bed.
I think it's just McGuire, nature, though,
Shaw,
isn't it?
And Sterling.
Yeah.
That's good, really.
It's just ingrained in us, though, isn't it? To always try and
criticise. It's every football fan,
maybes.
The thing is, though, if you got the money off your bat and you won one, I think the pressure would just be, there'd be a massive release and things would be a little bit different. It's like Spain did it, didn't they? Spain not win anything for a while and then...
They won the Euros, World Cup and Euros, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it 2008, 2010, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're just so bothered about winning, aren't we? So bothered. It's everything, isn't it?
We're so passionate. I love it.
I'm waiting for Qatar now.
Yeah. I can't wait. Genuinely, I can't wait.
I would rather win the World Cup than the Euros.
Oh, 100%. So, he'll be in charge for the Euros now, won't he? And hopefully Bellingham at what? It'll be 18, 19?
Oh, stop it.
Will be primed. We'll only lose probably a couple of them, won't we? Essentially.
I don't even think you'll lose any of them.
Maybe Hendo.
Yeah, Henderson.
Maybe Trippier.
Yeah.
Unless he goes United.
Walker, potentially.
But you're just going to add more young quality to that squad. And hopefully they'll do it. I mean, there's an element of luck, isn't there, as well? Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
I mean, it comes down to someone kicking a ball from what? Was it 8 yards or whatever it is? Whatever it might be.
12 for a penalty, yeah.
Yeah, 12. we were in the Euros until the last kick of the game, weren't we?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ain't bad going, is it?
And what a journey it was.
Yeah.
Loved it. I want a detox there, like. Yeah.
We got golf this week.
You got a what?
Devon. Golf weekend in Devon.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'll probably drink just as much as I did for the Euros.
in them 2 days. Is it 2 or 3 days?
5. 4.
You're both
four,
guys.
4 for me.
Days. Oh, right.
I just got the extra one to recover.
I've got to drive home Sunday night because it's George's birthday.
Oh, why couldn't he be born a day later?
said this through Russia 2018.
Yeah, I remember.
So what was everyone's player of the tournament then? And then I think we'll start focusing more on next year then. So who would you say was the player for you?
What, England or overall?
Either.
There's one spoilers. For me I didn't really know about before the tournament, and every time we got the ball, I thought it was that Chiesa, Italy.
Mm.
He's unreal.
Yeah, it'd be great. He'd be a great Premiership player, I think, because he's strong, big.
I don't even think he started the first three group games. I know he definitely didn't start the first two.
Yeah,
he came on, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a big impact, didn't he?
He came on in one of them. He scored twice, or scored one and set one up.
Is he the son of the other guys he played for?
Yeah, for Parma. Yeah, he is.
Worrying that I picked him in Championship Manager, I think. That's starting to show my age, isn't it? I picked your dad in Champo back in the day. He had shooting 16.
Old school right. Format.
Chiesa, then how about your England player, Jim? Would you want to come back to that?
England player.
It's quite tough.
No, I think I'm gonna go Sterling. For all the stick that he got.
Shot, yeah.
For all the stick that he got and when he shouldn't have been in the squad and all the rest of it.
Still
again, we can say about the who we played and all the rest of it, but he didn't show any of that. That any of that affected him. Just carried on, done what he done, and I thought he was a credit to himself for the whole tournament.
I've been saying for a while, Sterling and Kane, that partnership is just unbelievable. If Kane goes City, Sterling is going to be unlocked. You saw Sterling good, like not last season, but the season before under Pep. Kane goes City, is a new and better Sterling.
I've heard loads of rumours that they're going to offload Sterling.
Yeah, potentially.
They better not. I want to see Sterling at club level.
I don't know how far this is, but someone said that it's all leaked, like rubbish, but Trippier's going to buy Sterling's house.
Has Kane gone to City then?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Sorry,
I digress anyway. I just wanted to...
Yeah, Chiesa outside of England, Sterling for England.
GP?
I don't think they've got very far, but I thought Renato Sanches for Portugal. I think he had glimmers of when he was playing for Benfica. And then he went to Bayern and flopped a bit, come over to the Prem, didn't he? And flopped. But this season, he's done really well.
Yeah,
Swansea, he was at. He's done really well at Lille. And I thought when he played for Portugal, I thought he was back to his normal self. And the fact he's what? Is he 21 or 20? Unreal player. Every time he got the ball, strong. Even though they lost to Germany. Best player on the pitch. And for England, Pickford.
Never in doubt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know, like, I'm his fucking bum boy. I get it. I take all the flack. But I just thought he's brilliant, man. He had the one bad game against Denmark. But he couldn't kick for shit for the first, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think he was nervous. But other than that, I mean, in the Euro final, saving two pens. He was my player. I thought he was unbelievable throughout the whole tournament.
He showed a lot of passion, didn't he?
He's just he's unreal. But yeah, I mean, Sterling's a great shot as well.
Yeah. Christian?
It's quite tough. I mean, it seems cliche to go with the player of the tournament, doesn't it? But Donnarumma for Italy, I think, is just a joke. As soon as he went to penalties, that final, back of my mind, I was thinking, this is not going to go well. The bloke takes up the entire goal.
Have you seen he hasn't conceded?
Not fair.
He's not conceded two goals for Italy when since he's been in goal.
Yeah.
One goal.
It's unreal.
Not one goal.
Having Bonucci and Cellini in front of you, that definitely helps.
Definitely helps, yeah. I mean, it's not a bad partnership, albeit, you know, a bit scummy cheap, but... I don't understand why he's gone PSG, but each their own.
Money, isn't it? He's not going to win anything at AC, is he?
No. Well, yeah, I understand why, but career-wise...
He's been there for 5 years and won fuck all.
Yeah, true.
He's had contract rumbled on for 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's a joke of a player, isn't he? Ridiculous. Yeah. For England, I was torn between Pickford and Maguire, and I'm going to go Maguire only because I don't think as good as Mings was, I think the whole thing would have changed if it wasn't Maguire Stones. I think it made people realise how much Maguire brings to the England team. And that he's got so much stick in it playing for United, but the blokes, he's bloody good.
It's the reason he's in the team in the tournament. The reason for it.
Yeah, he's the ability to carry the ball and just open up the midfield helped in so many games. And he's just such a rock. And he's always, you know, he didn't score, but...
Yeah. He did?
No, not in the final.
Against Ukraine?
Yeah, oh, yeah, in Ukraine, yeah. I'm at final, yeah. I thought he was going to score in the final. But,
Unreal pen, wasn't it?
Oh.
That pen from him, unreal.
If we would have won the tournament, that penalty would be replayed forevermore. Ridiculous. Yeah, broke the bloody camera, didn't it? But yeah, that's how you score a penalty. But yeah, Maguire for me.
Big man?
Well, it's quite embarrassing, really, because mine's the same as Christian. I think the keeper is by far the best keeper in the world after that tournament. Wouldn't have said that before, but afterwards. I mean, the guy's still only... Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense, does it? 21, and that confident, and that, yeah. He's not 21, really, is he? He's like... He plays like Buffon, but he's 20 years younger. So him for me. And I think as soon as Maguire came into that team, looking back, like we were saying, when me and Jim watching it, it's just so much of a difference. Unbelievable. The impact he had coming in was just like, and as you say, Christian, getting all that stick and then coming and taking that penalty and playing the way that he did and just taking control of games from the defence.
Yeah.
And coming out, and you don't get many defenders that are that good. And I didn't know he was that good, and he is that good.
Well, he didn't play for what, 7 weeks competitively? Yeah. 7 weeks, he went straight into the Euros. And what, he played extra time, didn't come off.
But yeah, shortly ridiculous. Followed by Shaw. I thought Shaw was decent.
Yeah, Shaw was class. Yeah. Shaw was absolutely class.
And I thought he was our best player coming into the tournament, and I thought it was a bit of a joke that he didn't get picked for every game. To be honest, when I was watching Man United games, if it wasn't Fernandes, he was probably the most creative and forward-thinking player that was in that team. And I just thought it was mad. That,
how's he only? He's only like 25 and all, isn't he? Looks like he's been around forever.
Yeah, him and I think Wan-Bissaka will probably be sitting there thinking, "Oh, that was my chance to go to a tournament. I should have been there." So he better fight for his place. And if you think about it, Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, and Luke Shaw—if they have one more good defender, they're going to be a force again. But yeah, Maguire,
they're beating England back four.
They're getting Varane, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, if Varane and Maguire can figure out how to play together well, then
scary.
It'd be difficult to beat, isn't it?
It says a lot, doesn't it, that all our England players, Sterling, Maguire, Pickford, all have so many doubters and haters.
Yeah.
And yet, they are three standouts.
Yeah.
They're in the limelight, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, on the back of that, I know we said it earlier about the people we've got coming through for the World Cup. Who realistically do you think is got within a chance of breaking into that starting 11?
Bellingham.
At the expense of...
Because he's rare. Any of the midfielders.
That's a good point. Potentially Phillips.
Any of them that...
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to play.
I think Phillips... quite clearly proved this all wrong and had a really good tournament. But yeah, I think Rice is pretty much a certain starter for Southgate. So I think, yeah, if he's going to stick with two in the mid, unless he brought three in and put Bellingham in with them two, yeah, Phillips is probably the obvious one to be switched out.
Anyone you think gets dropped out?
From the 11 or the squad?
The 11. That was your question, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I can't see it.
I think Mount and Walker.
Mount was a bit disappointing, I thought. I forgot him.
Yeah. Final, we went missing big time.
Every game.
Six out of ten. Five, six out of ten each game. nothing.
Foden probably could have got a bit more game time than he did.
Oh, he literally had. What is it? Croatia? Is it Croatia or Scotland hit the post within the first 10 minutes. Croatia. That was his Euro 20.
That was it.
That was his Euros.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
There's another player that I think Mount will have to sort himself out, and that's Smith Rowe at Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
He has another good season. He will. He'll be knocking on Mount's door, I think, because you think in a year's time, I can't think of a lot of. But we're going to have another batch knocking
there'll
on
be
the
some
door.
More. Yeah, there'll be some.
There'll be some more coming in. You know, does Lingard have a blinding season? Does he come back into the frame? Can Dele Alli sort himself out? Yeah. Madison, James Madison, Harvey Barnes. Yeah. None of them are poor players. Well, one of them can just storm the Premier League all season, and then one of those boys may get chipped out.
Well, Rashford would be a Grealish thing.
Two questions.
I was only just going to say, what do you think about the whole Grealish thing? Like, he didn't get half as much game time as what we all wanted, did he?
No. But I think that was...
He just doesn't like him, does he? Let's be honest.
I don't know if it's that or it's just what Jim said earlier about the system. The whole system that Grealish needs to play in is...
Every time he comes on, he's so attacking. He's what we needed every time.
He's stubborn with the system, isn't he? Stubborn with the system.
Grealish has a number 10.
Mount is your navy blue, reliable. He's basically Gareth Southgate in disguise, isn't he? Ready to go.
Yeah.
And he wants people that aren't going to let him down. Because, you know, in the past, we've had players that Beckham got sent off. You know, we've had Gascoigne. We've had people that have been risky and that have cost us games. And I think he wants to go with the people that he can trust. And he sees Mount and thinks... He's going to work hard. He's going to do his best. He's going to stay at training. He's not going to be a stupid boy. And that's what I want.
I think Grealish is past all that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the captain of Aston
Villa. What other reason do you think it is, though? Because it can't be based on talent.
I genuinely think he just doesn't like him.
And I think to support that argument, another player that they tucked under injury, but I think it's rubbish, Greenwood.
Yeah,
it was so easy to not take him.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's mucked about a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I think that's spot on. I was going to say about Rashford's going to end up in politics, and Sancho is going to smash the Premier League, and I reckon Sancho is going to knock Rashford completely out of that.
Yeah, Rashford.
And you said Ginger Prince before it. You didn't rate Rashford, and this was his massive chance, wasn't it? If you want to be like Mbappe and get on the scene, then here was your chance.
Yeah. I didn't... For all what Southgate done in the tournament, didn't understand bringing on two players in the 120th minute to take a penalty, give them 5 minutes to warm up.
Yeah.
You know, get up for it. Hear the crowd, like, when you're playing, cheering you on. But 120 minutes, then come on. Look, we've all played football. You're a bit stiff when you come on.
He's pre-picked. He's not going to change his mind because it's the plan, isn't it? So he's pre-picked the people.
So if he's pre-picked who they are, let's still bring them on. 5 minutes to go. Get warmed up.
Could you imagine that? Running up and down the top. Made a mistake, though, and we conceded a goal.
Easy option was to bring him on. Just let him take a pen, wasn't it?
Can you imagine the pressure, though? The pressure of taking a pen anyway. But standing on the touchline of a Euro final, knowing you're coming on to take a pen away.
They shouldn't
hanging
have taken
over you.
They shouldn't have taken. I put it in my comments. You every single player in that team, which was proved by Maguire, can take a penalty. So all it comes down to is bottle. And you do not want to give an 18-year-old that responsibility when Maguire, as an example, is a seasoned pro who's been playing for England multiple times, can smash it in the top corner and he's a centre back.
Yeah. I winced when he walked up, but yeah.
It's so simple with a penalty. It's very easy to say, but it's got to hit the target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not hard. The amount of, and it's not, this isn't just England, the amount of penalties that were missed in shootouts and through the tournament, not all of them were saved. And those ones where you're blasting it over the bar, doing anything, you're doing something really wrong.
Yeah. Well, the only way to try and make you or make us understand how it feel, if I said to you, right, you take this penalty, you get £10 million if you score it. Mm. All of a sudden, I imagine when you're about to take that penalty, that goal is going to look a lot smaller.
Yeah. Well, Arsenal's just gone and I'm not even over the ball yet.
It will look a lot smaller, but I'd hit it a lot harder.
But this is what I'm saying. But this is the bottle part. Like, basically, the three pens were bottled, weren't they?
I'm not sticking it 2 foot in the air, and I'm not sticking it halfway between the middle and the post.
That's because pressure doesn't necessarily impact you the same way. So what I'm trying to say is the seasoned pros that have dealt with pressure should have been the ones that stepped forward and said, look, I'm more experienced. It's not about technique. It's not about how good you are at taking a penalty. It's about having the balls to be able to take one and be confident in taking it.
If you smack it 120 yards into either of the corners, whether you want to go top or bottom, you aim at the side netting and you hit it as hard as you can. You pick your side before you've even run up. And if he saves it, well done.
That's what
you do these silly tiptoes, tiptoeing up to it, doing a little pirouette, and then just place it and then rolling it in casually and not even hitting the target. Fuck off.
They didn't even do that, though, Jim. They weren't Jorginho.
Rashford's
and they weren't Maguire's. They were just like, they just didn't really know what the hell they were doing. Not that they don't Rashford, know what to do, but they just
Rashford's
like, what?
Pen, man. He's run up. Yeah. I don't get the jump, the hop, skip and jump. Okay.
Like, the start of run, like, I don't, like, they don't need any fuel adding to the fire because they've had ridiculous abuse, which is embarrassing on the people that are abusing them. But it's always going to happen. Yeah, it's like, it's not like, it's disgusting, but that aside, that taking all that aside and looking at the technique used for that penalty, I never understand the star. I know you're trying to commit the goalie, but if he doesn't commit, you're fucked because you're at the ball and you've got no backswing. Anything you do now, you can't disguise where you're putting it, and you've got this fuck all pace you're going to get into it. And like you say, Jim, you got to hit the target. You missed the target. You can't.
And then a penalty shootout, bang, straight down the middle.
Just like, fucking hit it.
Not roof of the net, maybe just a little bit lower.
Julian nice Dick.
Nice bit of power. Gareth Barrage stands out for me.
An absolutely larrapin. If he goes right, I'm going to be it.
Take him with it.
I think they should change penalties and just make it sudden death immediately.
Oh, what, golden goal? Or...
No, penalties, but sudden death penalities immediately.
Fucking hell.
Speed it up, wouldn't it?
Straight in, wallet. As soon as you've missed one and the other one scores, end of it.
We would have won.
That's what I won.
Probably won't want
to. Imagine that, winning the final with that Maguire penalty. Shit.
Onto the World Cup.
Yes, Qatar.
Yeah. We'll all be there.
Qatar 2022.
Cool. Right.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah. I probably won't be out there, to be honest.
Not
the best place to be. Got a few too many rules.
Can't even hack it here today.
Yeah,
look what happened to aging sandwich. I'll take him to Qatar, can I? Feel a new one.
Cool, you can right see it now, yeah.
Christ.
Get my freaking hat on.
So I've got 10 questions. So since we've lost H due to technical difficulties, what I'll do is I'll do a straight shootout between the two of you. So I'll give you a question in each.
We lost H because of a bottle job.
And that, yeah. Right. How can I decide fairly who goes first?
Dan can go first.
Okay, Dan can go first. first question for you, Dan.
He beats me at every quiz, so I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who goes first.
He's like a fountain.
I'll lose this one now. I'll get one right.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Question one. It ain't coming home with that team. Who said that about England after the group stage draw with Scotland?
I was off my nut. I'm going to go with Rio Ferdinand.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
It was Graham Souness.
No, I never would have got that. I don't remember that at all.
1 second, guys. We are rejoined.
Oh, the weasel's back.
Back.
Okay. H.
Yeah.
Who said it ain't coming home with that team after the group stage draw with Scotland?
That's been one of two. Either Keno or Souness.
Wish for an answer.
Ain't coming home. Well, it wouldn't have been. It would be Souness then.
Correct. You don't get a point because Dan's asked it, but you know, well done.
Is he Scottish Souness?
That's all you've missed. Yeah,
that's all you've missed.
Yeah.
Well, no. I was going to do it. I'll
and I
just
won
go
the
round.
And I won.
Oh yeah. Jim won fantasy. But, yeah. That's all you missed. Just waffle after that.
Who won the starting 11 game?
I think that was me.
He did.
Thank you. Jim, your question next. Which team organised a moment's applause for Christian Eriksen in the 10th minute when they played Denmark?
Why didn't I take the first question?
So we can't jump in for this, no?
No.
Okay. So this is Jim's quick work.
Yeah, you've got three questions each, and there is a tiebreaker if needed.
Belgium.
Ah, he's done well.
Yes. That was a bit creepy on the camera.
Well done, son.
My head hurts.
H has turned into the Rock. H, your first question.
Thank you.
Official question. Who was the first player to be sent off at the tournament? So I'll repeat that. Who was the first player to be sent off at the tournament?
The first player to get sent off. Don't know. Was it Dutch? Was it Dutch player?
It wasn't.
Was it the Finnish GK?
It wasn't.
It was the defender, wasn't it? It was the Finnish defender.
No.
Jakobsen.
Poland's Gregors Kraj. Cryo. That's the one.
Kaczariak, yeah.
All right, so you can't pronounce it, but that's an answer.
It's not part of the rules. I don't have to pronounce it. I can spell it. Just can't say it.
All right, Jim's in the lead after one round.
Yeah, correct. Well done. Yeah, keeping up. Back to you, Dan. So, slightly different question. Who was the first player to get a straight red?
Oh.
What?
I can picture it.
You said before we started, during the Euros, you were sat there watching every game. So I expect the answer.
What did that follow with? I had a can or bottle of beer in my hand.
With a spoon.
Just give the same answer. Krakowson, Jackson,
Krakowson. Yeah. I'm going to go to finish GK again. Haradecki.
Okay. It was actually Wales, Ethan Ampadu.
Ampado, yeah, not a real person.
Hello. So yeah.
He's fake.
back to you, Jim. Which player was handed a one-game ban for his celebration against North Macedonia?
Arnautovic.
Straight
what
in.
What are these questions about? Oh, fuck.
Excuse me.
Thank you. On it. Griezmann over here. That's it.
No, not yet. H can still push him. Right. Next one. H, Sweet Caroline has been a hit amongst England fans, but which pundit admitted to getting in a heated confrontation at a Neil Diamond concert?
Which pundit?
Yes.
It's going to be someone who's a bit melty, isn't it? Ian Wright.
Roy Keane, isn't it?
Roy Keane.
Oh, of course, Keane gets into a bloody ruckus of anyone. I saw him and just said to him, it's Roy Keane. He went...
I was with me, wasn't it? It was in our price.
Virgin, wasn't it?
Virgin Music, yeah, whatever it was.
It's Roy Keane. No. Move along.
Literally looked around, didn't even... Was no interest, was there, Jim? Nothing.
Just look at disgust.
I had the black Man United shirt, you know, the sharp one. With Keane on the back, 16.
Running, tapping him on the shoulder, running like this. Yeah. Of course.
Basically, he looked at me, probably thought, Kiss right off, mate. Find a copy of The Cause, 1998, 199 in Virgin. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
I bought Space Jam on Spaceman on cassette, Babylon Zoo.
Spaceman loves Spaceman. Good song.
Oh, dear.
I've got a quiz, Christian.
Oh, okay. I haven't finished the quiz, but go on.
Can we do a music quiz next time?
Music quiz? Okay. Yep. Fuck it.
Come on.
Right, final question. This is for Pride, Dan. It gives me great pleasure reading this one out. Scotland were knocked out after losing to Croatia. but who gave them some brief hope with the equaliser in that game?
Cold. How do I know it was Scotland, fucking Dan?
You watched every game, didn't you, mate?
But I was pissed out my nut every fucking game, wasn't I? I don't care that it kicked off at 2 o'clock.
I don't know.
Pardon?
I don't even know scored for us. I've got to watch the whole tournament back.
On a DVD, best of.
How did we get on anyway?
Did we win? He turned off after the third minute.
Well, never on, mate.
Oh, yeah, Dan, what was your answer?
I'm just going to go with Callum McGregor.
Well, bloody good guess. Well done.
Get up there.
Jimbo.
Come on, Jim. Full house, son. Do it.
Full house. Kylian Mbappe missed the crucial penalty as France were knocked out by Switzerland. How many goals did he score overall?
None.
Correct. It was a trick question.
What? That's not a trick question at all.
I've got to say, Christian, the questions that I've had. You're asking about what pundit fell out at a Neil Diamond concert.
This is from, I didn't even make these up. These are on a website that I've, so
I ain't moaning, I've lucked right out.
What two TFM presenters are giving each other reach arounds outside of the podcast?
Mine is literally like spell Gregor Kwiatkowiak. Like, I can't spell that. Fuck's sake.
Anyway, moving on.
Just complete the circle.
I'm putting in an Ofcom complaint.
Whistleblowing.
See, this is just as easy, right?
Whistleblowing.
H, this is an easy one.
That makes it even worse, the pressure.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Granit Xhaka starred in that game. But who scored Switzerland's two goals?
Oh, go on.
I actually know this one, I think.
Yeah,
I
thought
I don't even know who they are. Switzerland? Yeah. Shaqiri.
Incorrect. Dan, Jim? This is just for...
Yeah, come on. Come on. It's the answer.
Well, you know it. Come on.
It's something, I think it's something like Gravar Barak or something like that.
No.
Uncle Jack. Uncle
Harris.
Jack.
Harris Severovic.
Another question that you can't even spell the answer for, but it was easy.
If we were doing a quiz where I couldn't pronounce the answers, there'd be no bloody questions. So there we go.
I forgot it was.
So H, 0 out of 3, Dan, 1 out of 3, and Jim, you.
Oh, Jim got 3. What a surprise.
3 out of 3.
Peace out.
Anyone that's still listening, thanks.
We'll see you in August for the start of the new season.
Maybe not.